Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, hour number two. Josie, Channing Crowder, Dan Day, Trevor Harris. That's our team today. Hawk is off. He's on vacation. Out of the country, I think. First hour, we did a lot of NBA stuff. Coach L, I thought, was really good on his breakdowns, Channing, of the top guys in the draft.
Oh, it was crazy to hear him breaking it down, because that was the crazy thing, is that he evaluated them playing against them. Hear him talk, break down the Jabari from Auburn and just all the different guys. It's cool, because that's what we have to deal with tonight, is these NBA teams trying to figure out what these young men have.
I saw this today. I don't know if you saw this, and I'm scratching my head again. Tua enters the conversation every day. Today's conversation was Dan Orlovsky, the guy at ESPN. They love Dan Orlovsky because he's very opinionated. Mm-hmm. So here's today's list. Top five quarterbacks under 25. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones. You telling me that Tua can't get onto that list in front of Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones?
That's the thing that kills me. And I don't think he was given the best situation, Joe. He's had a different coordinator every year. So for you to say he went from Alabama, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the history of college football, and actually got to the league and his numbers, his accuracy is amazing, for them to put a Mac Jones over him, there's some dogs on that list, Joe. Joe Herbert can play. We know
Herbert can play. I think Trevor Lawrence can play, but right now, Trevor Lawrence didn't show that much last year, did he?
No.
I understand what he was surrounded with, but Tua can't get on this list either. I think sometimes he gets an unfair rap.
He does, but I think this is his year. To be honest, Joe, I think this has to be his year, because with those two first rounders next year, if Tua's not the guy that's going to take us to a Super Bowl, I think they move on, but no, limited weapons, limited line, and a new coordinator every year. This is the year McDaniels has to capitalize on Tua. He'll be, when we're having this conversation a year from now, Joe, I trust that Mike McDaniel is going to get Tua on this list with his offense and his teaching and his approach.
Okay, we'll dive more into this. We have to get to the headlines. Dan Day is standing by anxiously in the on-deck circle with the 3 o'clock headlines.
Yes, very excited to get these headlines from the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center to you. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. The Panthers, they have hired former Winnipeg Jets coach Paul Maurice.
Well,
got to capitalize on his roster.
Yeah, very experienced guy. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yep, and that's all it is.
Marching orders are pretty simple. Get past the second round.
The proof's in the pudding. They have everything they need to win. They went out and paid a goaltender. They went out and got old guys. They have young upcoming stars, and then they get knocked out in the second round by the Lightning, who are now playing the Colorado Avalanche in the Stanley Cup Finals. We need to be there, and I think this is this hire. He only got a 3-year deal. I think this is the hire of, let's get an old guy to lead this very talented roster to do something big time, more than the President's Trophy.
What's next, Dan?
Yeah, we got the NBA draft. You guys were talking about it. It starts at 8 tonight. Orlando's basically on the clock, although they probably should know who they're already going to pick. And the Heat are scheduled to choose at 27th.
Probably a wing player, clearly a developmental guy at that number, or they'll trade, right? Their bigger issue, Crowder, is Tucker, right? PJ Tucker, how to re-sign him.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Riley really doesn't value those low first-rounders. I know we got Tyler in the teens where we get Bam in the teens, but, yeah, I wouldn't bet money that the Heat draft a young man tonight. I think they might move on or move something.
Nazem Kadri hit an overtime goal to give the Avs a 3-1 series lead with a 3-2 win in overtime against the Lightning last night. Game 5 is tomorrow at 8.
Nobody knew it went in, including Sean McDonough. He thought it was saved by the Tampa goalie. Nobody saw the damn thing going. They thought it was on the top of the net.
And they had too many guys on the ice.
Too many guys on the ice.
If the refs don't see it, it's not a penalty, Joe. I done held a receiver or two in my day. Nobody throws a flag. It's not a penalty.
I understand. I get it. 3-1 for Colorado.
Marlins going for the 3-game sweep of the Rockies. They're playing right now. It is 2-2 in the bottom of the 8th.
Alcantara is going to pitch tomorrow. They're trying to get going here, the Marlins. The question for the Marlins is going to be when they get to the trade deadline here, where are they going to be? Are they going to start trading players again, trade more guys off, or can they somehow climb into some kind of race here? They are 17-11 when Lopez and Alcantara pitch. 17-11 when those two guys start. When the other four or five guys start, their record is upside down.
Yeah, and that's the thing we got to do too, Joe, is we got to get the bats going. Yeah. You got Pablo Lopez, and then Trevor Rogers was an all-star last year. He was, you know, the Marlins representative, but he had a rough start. But if we can get these bats going to support these pitchers, I think they can make that run. And I do believe in Kim Ng. What she's done, what she's added, I think we're heading in the right direction, Joe.
I know this. If I was Mattingly, I would not take Sandy Alcantara out of a game. He took him out a couple of times, and he gets a double play, guys at third, goes to the bullpen, first pitch, base hit. I wouldn't take him out. He's the best you've got. I wouldn't take him out until he falls behind in the game.
And that's what – it was funny. We talked to Paul Severino yesterday, and he was saying the same thing. There's pitchers that are made to get, you know, 9 strikeouts, and there's pitchers that are made to pitch a full game, and Sandy will pitch 10 pitches and have, you know, 2 ground outs and 1 strikeout, and he knows how to manage the game, where he's not one of these young guys just coming in throwing gas all the time and trying to get strikeouts. He knows how to manage a game. So I'm with you. He's in the Cy Young conversation. Let Sandy pitch as long as he wants to pitch, Joe.
Pitching is problem solving. The best pitchers solve the problem when there's traffic on the bases. When there's traffic on the bases, I have more confidence that Sandy will get out of the trouble than someone else. But that's just me. At any rate, Dan is doing about 12 jobs. Now he's answering the phone. Now he's back on the microphone. Who was it?
Yeah, it's our next guest. So let's go to break real quick. We're going to take a really, really short break, and then we are going to get to Mr. Finkelstein.
Okay, we better do that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll continue right here on the show right after this.
All right, it's Hawk. You know, you listen to this show, you know I talk about Life Imaging FLA because I think it is so important. And when I talk about Life Imaging FLA, I hope you're paying attention, because the concept is this. So maybe you wonder if there are steps you can take to see if trouble might be brewing in the future with your health, right? And that is where Life Imaging FLA comes in. You go there to get scanned using their low-dose radiation CT scanners. They're FDA-approved. And what they try to do is detect heart disease or cancer before you're showing symptoms, right? This is the ultimate in preventative medicine. I went there. You know, most people like me love the peace of mind that it can give you. So I went there. I did the heart scan. I did a full body scan as well because I wanted the most complete picture that I could get. Anyone listening can take advantage of their free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. Tom Graham is the founder and CEO of Life Imaging FLA. He explains why people come there.
by getting this early detection done, using the state-of-the-art low-dose scanner, we can find the most early signs of coronary artery disease, the most early signs of cancer, and we all know that early detection is what saves lives.
So call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. It is so simple. From your cell phone, call #250. You'll be prompted for a keyword, and you just say free heart scan, and you get connected to them automatically. That's #250 from your cell phone. Just say the keyword, free heart scan. You'll be connected to them in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seconds.
Okay, Joe Z in for Hawk with Channing Crowder, Dan Day, and Trevor Harris. That is our team. Still to come on the show, what is Mario Cristobal saying without saying it? We'll talk Canes football in the next hour. More on the Dolphins. Can they run the ball this year? I guess that's a question you always ask. And an NBA draft is tonight. We talked to Coach L a little bit in the first hour about some of the guys University of Miami faced. In fact, two of the top players, Banchero and Smith, the University of Miami went up against. So we got a good breakdown from Coach L on what he saw in those players. And now for a more complete look at tonight's NBA draft, we're going out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joining us now is Adam Finkelstein, Director of Scouting for 247 Sports College Basketball Insider on CBS Sports HQ. You can go to CBSSports.com, the CBS Sports app, and 247Sports.com for exhaustive NBA coverage, including mock drafts, player comparisons, and much more. And you can watch Adam give his pick-by-pick analysis tonight on CBS Sports HQ, which is CBS Sports' free 24/7 sports streaming service. Watch CBS Sports HQ for free on your phone, computer, and connected TV devices. Adam, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so everybody was saying it's Jabari Smith going number one to Orlando, and then there's some news today that maybe it's going to be Banchero jumping up in front of him. How do you see the top three playing out?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is having some fun with us. You know, we go to bed last night thinking the top three is all set, and the lines have totally changed this morning. And then, you know, Vegas actually pulled the lines off the board at one point, which was really, really interesting. I still think that you're looking at Jabari, Chet, and Paolo in that order, although that is based more on what I'm hearing. I admittedly think Chet is the best long-term prospect in this class. And honestly, I think Paolo may be the best fit with Orlando, so I understand why they're going down the wire to try and make this decision here.
And Adam, are any of these guys going to be dogs? You know, like we've had some questionable guys in the past going first, but then are any of these guys have a chance to be a dog, like lead a team in the playoffs type player?
You know, I think Paolo's the guy who's got that mentality. You know, I mean, if you ask him right now, this is a story. I've watched Paolo since he was literally a freshman in high school. And at that point, I was at ESPN at the time. We had ranked him as the top rising sophomore in the country. It was the end of his freshman year. So he was the best then. I think you could make the argument that he was the best freshman in college basketball this season. And there is no one who believes that he should be the number one pick in the draft more so than he does. So he's got that I'm the man mentality. I think you saw that at various points this season at Duke. I think you're going to see that in the NBA. You know, the reason why he may not be is because it's about the upside that, and basically the forecast. It's not about production so far. So in terms of, like, who's the dog, who do you want on the court if you need to win a game tomorrow? That's Paolo Banchero, and he's also, I think, the most likely player to win Rookie of the Year next year because of it.
Well, you kind of answered my question to this question, but I think I'll have some fun with this anyway, Adam. The University of Miami faced Duke twice this year. Their starting five, yep, when Miami played them, was Roach, Keels, Moore, Banchero, and Mark Williams, and off the bench was A.J. Griffin. Five of those six guys, yep, are going to be drafted tonight. So when it's all said and done, in the next 3 to 5 years, who will be the star of that group?
Yeah, I think it's Paolo. I mean, I think that I'm actually higher on Mark Williams than most. I have Mark Williams as the second best center on my board ahead of Jalen Duren, which most people have the opposite of. So I'm a believer in Mark Williams being a serviceable NBA center for a long time and maybe even a starter. But I think Paolo is the one who's got the star potential. And, you know, I think Griffin is a bit of a high-risk, high-reward play. You know, if you watched him play this year, you saw a shooter. If you watched him play in high school, he was not a shooter. He was more of an athlete, a guy who struggled to stay kind of healthy. So there's a lot of what-ifs with AJ. Do you think the shooting, even though it's an unconventional release with that really wide base, so if you're buying that shooting to continue to ascend and become a developing weapon, then you're probably going to buy stock in AJ's draft stock. If you think that the athleticism that we saw in high school, if that's going to come back more, you're buying even more stock. But if you have questions about either of those two things, as well as the fact that he's got a history of injuries here, not to mention there's defensive concerns because of the foot speed, then you got a little trepidation when it comes to his case tonight. That's admitted. I probably fall more on that side with AJ, so I don't think there's any doubt Paolo's the one who's got star potential. I think Mark's going to be better than people think, and AJ's more of a high-risk, high-reward type prospect.
And Adam, with being in Miami, man, down with the heat in the late 20s, do you go that deep? Like, what can we get anything good down there, bro? Because can we find something?
I'll tell you this. He's going to be tough. We know that, right? You know, I mean, yeah. I think there's going to be Miami's an interesting case study because for years, Pat Riley talked about how the draft was a crapshoot, you know, and how he didn't really believe in building through the draft. And he was very vocal about that, but they've drafted really, really well in years past. And the other thing they've done is they've identified players who go undrafted really, really well. You think about some of the shooters they found. I mean, I'm a New England guy, so I watched Duncan Robinson grow up. I remember seeing him when he was a 6'3", 160-pound, you know, high school senior. I know he didn't have the year that many expected this year, but Miami has been really good at finding value, and they're going to find guys with a chip on their shoulder. They've been great at finding floor spacing and shooting. one guy to keep an eye on who that meant. You watched Kansas play this year, Christian Brown. You know, he's got some bounce, he can make shots, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. So I'm very curious to see from a mentality standpoint. I think he would really fit Miami. That's going to be interesting to me if they take a swing on him late in the first round. But this is a draft, quite frankly, where I think you're going to have rotation players in the 20s and 30s. We saw the Lakers just trade up and get a pick in the early second round. I think that was specifically because of the fact that they believe they can get a rotation player at a low dollar value with an early second round pick, and that speaks to the depth of this year's draft.
I watched Christian Brown up close and personal against the University of Miami at the Elite Eight. I thought he was better than Ojabi, and I think Brown is better than Wendell Moore.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think I think most people have Ojabi a little bit higher, but I think that Brown, the funny thing about the draft, like I've been saying this for the last couple of months, like everybody who covers the draft kind of subscribes to the same like group think. And then a year from now, certainly 5 years from now, we're going to look back and realize like, hey, everybody was wrong on a lot of guys, you know, and there's going to be somebody taken in the second round who's going to seem crazy, who ends up being really good. I think Christian Brown could certainly be one of those guys. And I agree with you. I think, you know, Wendell Moore is another one. He would fit that Miami culture. I think he's going to be an NBA player. But if it's Wendell Moore or Christian Brown, I'm with you. I'm taking Brown.
And Adam, I actually asked Coach L this same question because, you know, I played football, so everybody talks about the 40 time, you know, the explosiveness and all that out of the 40. What in basketball is that number? Is that measurable that you say, this guy, you know, Coach L brought up the wingspan, a 6'8 guy that has a 7-foot wingspan or something. That's the one, is the wingspan?
Yeah, wingspan, I think, and that's, like Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara, he's another wing. I think he's going to be off the board by the time Miami picks, but he's been a huge riser this year. So I was, to your point, I was out in Chicago for the draft combine where we're doing all those, you know, combine drills. They're getting the sprint time, the vertical jump, the lane agility, the reactions, all that stuff. Jalen Williams was a guy who really stood out in that setting. Massive wingspan, massive hands. We know he can make open shots, and he's been a riser because of it. So, yeah, length is really at a priority. The other thing that's a sneaky metric people don't talk about quite as much is the size of a player's hands. Kawhi Leonard really kind of made that popular. Not every team subscribes to it, but I know some teams that are very, very interested in the size of a player's hand from their thumb to their pinky. They think that is an indicator of some untapped physical potential.
Adam Finkelstein, director of scouting for 247 Sports, College Basketball Insider on CBS Sports HQ, is our guest. Adam, away from some of the players, is there a team you are keeping an eye on tonight that is going to be an active player?
Yeah, it's Detroit. Detroit has a chance to get what I think would be the steal of the draft here. If Jaden Ivey were to slip to number 5, he would be a perfect complement for Cade Cunningham in that spot. Jaden Ivey is cut from like that Russell Westbrook, Baron Davis, Steve Francis.
I think we lost him.
And that just dynamic power and athleticism next to someone who is as smart and calculated as Cade Cunningham, and then you let those two guys grow together for the next decade plus, I think that is a really intriguing storyline. And to potentially get him at 5 would just be a huge steal. Add to that the fact that they are clearing cap space franchise really flip within a calendar year dating back to when they drafted Cade Cunningham last year.
And Adam, just it's bro you're amazing. Just your insights is awesome. Being down here, man, and being with Pat Riley and, you know, knowing Spo and you know, Harrison, right, and all those guys, what are those organizations that you respect? Like, you go week, you know, year in and year out watching these drafts, and you see guys develop, guys, the Tyler Heroes down here, the BAMs. Like what are those, you know, top 3 or 4 teams that you respect their management?
You know, I love that question. Nobody's ever asked me that publicly. I mean, that's something we talk about, like, behind the scenes quite a bit. Everybody talks about OKC and San Antonio as the ones that have a, you know, are most process-driven, I'll say, that have like, a defined system and do their due diligence. I think the other team that's really just based on the way that they've drafted recently is Memphis. I mean, not just Ja Morant, but Desmond Bane and so many. I mean, they've gotten a lot of ones right. And then the other one I would mention is Tim Connelly, who was just hired away. He ran the Nuggets up until a month or two ago, and then Minnesota made really a groundbreaking deal to bring him in as the head of the operation. Ownership equity. So it was unprecedented for an executive to get that type of deal. But Tim Connelly's draft record is off the charts, too. So you bring that to Minnesota, and now people are going to wondering, not just tonight, but, you know, moving down the road as we look kind of retroactively at this draft, I think Minnesota's a team, given Tim's draft history when he was running the Nuggets, that people are very intrigued about to see what they end up doing. But it's a really interesting question because I have come to the realization that there are some front offices that are as sophisticated and as process-driven as you would think for a, you know, a billion-dollar industry. And then there are some where you're like, what are you doing? You know, like on draft night you have, you know, it's just perplexing that some people with the amount of resources don't go about it the same way. So that's a really interesting question.
Adam Finkelstein is our guest. You can watch Adam give his pick-by-pick analysis tonight on CBS Sports HQ. You mentioned franchises. Brooklyn, they've got a little bit of a issue. What do you think they're going to do with Kyrie Irving, or what's Kyrie Irving going to do with Brooklyn? And I guess the backside of that question is Kyrie Irving worth all of the drama that he brings?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll start with a disclaimer. I grew up a Celtics fan. You know, I'm from New England. So, you know, I saw that up here. I mean, Kyrie's another guy. I remember I watched him in high school. I met his dad in high school. And who knows what's going on behind the scenes with him and you know, the things he's got going on. But, I mean, certainly on the surface, there seems to be a pattern, right? You know, the Cavs win a championship. He wants out. You know, he's going to be the face of the rebuilding Celtics. He wants out. You know, he's coming to Brooklyn. He's going to bring guys with him, and now they don't want him. And there's obviously a pattern there. And I think for Brooklyn to make the kind of financial investment that they would have to make, I was Sean Marks. He probably knew he had to roll the dice on the KD, Kyrie, James Harden experiment, shall we say. But the early returns are not great. And you've got to think about, you know, Ben Simmons in that equation too. I mean, I'm trying to be polite about it, but the answer is no. Like, I wouldn't want to deal with that. You know, like, I don't think you can get sustainable. I don't think that's the way you build a sustainable winning culture, which is what Sean Marks is still trying to do, being a relatively new, general manager and head of a front office there. You're trying to build something that'll last beyond just one player, beyond just, you know, one iteration of a roster.
And speaking about that, because the Heat were one of the teams talking about Kyrie, and I'm not a fan. I'm with you. Like, if you're injured and don't play like a John Wall, injuries happen. When you get upset and the world takes over you mentally and now you can't play, I wasn't raised that way, you know, Adam. But with the Heat, talking about them, is this a championship team? Could Bam be one? I mean, Jimmy be one and Bam be two on a championship roster? Because we saw what happened when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're going to the playoffs every year. They just aren't getting – they are not getting over that hump with these guys. Do we need to bring in a Bradley Beal, try a Kyrie, do something to get the Heat over that hump?
You know, it would be – let me say this. If they were to win, it would be somewhat unconventional. It would be almost like that Detroit Pistons team that won with Chauncey Billups and Rip without, like, a perceived top five player in the league. But I do think when you've got Bam – And Tyler Herro, and you've given yourself a long runway because you've got really good young assets who are going to continue to develop and get better. So I'm of the opinion that that I think if you're Miami, you know, if you can add another superstar to the mix, you do it. But you also recognize that, like, there's about 25 other teams in the league that would want to switch places with you. So you've really got to weigh out that risk-reward ratio. And, you know, you remember how that Kyrie decision set the Celtics back. It remains to be seen how the Kyrie decision is going to set Brooklyn back. You know, so I would proceed very carefully there. The thing about Miami, though, is their culture is just so much different than everybody else's. And so, you know, is there a higher level of accountability there where, you know, the team is policed from the inside? You know, guys like Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslem and guys like that, is that going to, you know, help Kyrie be the best version of himself? Because on talent alone, there's no denying that he is one of the most gifted basketball players on the planet. It's just about whether or not he can buy into the doing the work on a daily basis and making it, you know, putting the team first.
Adam Finkelstein, director of scouting for 247, College Basketball Insider on CBS Sports HQ, our guest for another couple of minutes or so here. I'm going to wrap it up on my end. Adam, you look at this draft board. 10 of the first 17 guys projected are freshmen. Coach L was with us earlier. He says all the time, the NBA, they love the young guys. They love the young guys. Is that trend going to continue? And why do they love the young guys so much?
Well, because it's a futures market. You know, I mean, we are, and even in retrospect, when you look at some of the picks that have ended up being busts, you know, I remember, as I said, I'm up here in New England. I remember when Chris Dunn drafted and everybody was irate that he wasn't being projected as a top three pick because he was, you know, one of the best players in college. Well, the NBA is a different game than the college game is, and honestly probably more so now than even it was 5 or 10 years ago because of the differences in the way it's officiated. Like, the college game is now one about, especially with NIL and all these big guys going back, it's a power physical game. I mean, you didn't hear anybody talk about freedom of movement in college basketball very often this year. Whereas the NBA is a game of skill, it's a game of tough shot making. And so often, you know, those things don't overlap as frequently as we may think. And a lot of these guys are, you know, they're kids, they're still 18 years old, they're 7 years away from their NBA prime. So, you know, you have guys like Ochai Agbaji who have played 4 years of college basketball, won on the highest level, won a national championship. But I don't think, you know, to your earlier point, you don't have anybody saying, like, gee, you should take Agbaji over Jabari Smith. You know, I mean, everybody recognizes that Jabari Smith has got the higher upside. So I think that's the reason, because it really is a futures market. It's a different game. And you're projecting, you're drafting not for who's going to help you win, many cases, next year, but who's going to give you the best long-term asset to be successful down the road. I mean, that's a sliding scale that can change a little bit, especially as you get later in the draft. But certainly at the top and in the lottery, that youth movement is really tied to being a futures market.
Adam, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much for joining us. Adam Finkelstein, Director of Scouting for 247 College Basketball Insider and CBS Sports HQ. You can watch him tonight. You can watch all of his picks on CBS HQ, the CBS Sports Free 24/7 sports streaming service. Adam, thank you. Great job. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Adam Finkelstein. Channing, that guy was good. He spends a lot of time in the gym.
Man, he was
awesome.
I don't
mean the gym lifting weights. I mean the gym watching people play.
We were texting during the interview. I was like, this guy, he was like, this guy's good. I was like, man, really good. He's amazing. We got to keep his number because Adam is awesome.
All right, so we'll continue on the show. When we come back, we're going to get into some of the Hurricanes and the Dolphins stuff as well. So all of that is still to come here on the show. And the world-famous Blue Man Group is coming to the Arch Center June 29th to July 3rd. And we've got tickets for you to see the show. For your chance to win, log on to WQAM.com and enter Channing. Tell me something good.
I want to tell everybody about a product that I use every day. It is something special. Now, it's called Athletic Greens, Joe. I love the idea of putting just one scoop of delicious tasting Athletic Greens in a glass of water every day. That's all you have to do. With that one scoop, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to get your day started off right and keep you healthy. It's so easy for me. I actually drink it on the way to the studio. I put a scoop in a glass of water or water, shake it up, drink it on the way to the studio, and it's getting all the gut health I need, the nervous system support, the immune system support, plus energy and focus, all the things that we love. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly. Y'all know I changed my lifestyle. I went vegetarian recently, but gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free, keto, paleo, Athletic Greens is perfect for any diet. Just one scoop of Athletic Greens is cheaper than getting all those different supplements on your own, all the different pill bottles. One scoop of AG1 is like investing in an all-one nutritional insurance. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm that immune system with a convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop a day. It's easy, and that's it. No need for millions of pills and bottles and handfuls of stuff trying to get them down. One scoop of delicious tasting AG1, and your health is where it needs to be. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you 1 free-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do right now is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM, and take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is Mike Hatton here?
What's his name?
Mike Hatton's Nova. If I mispronounce Mike Hatton's name.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do apologize.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, yeah. We're dancing right along here now. Joe Z, Channing Crowder. Hawk has the day off. Actually, I think he's got the week off.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Are you working next week, Channing?
Yes, sir. I work. I don't take no time off, Joe. I work.
Arch Manning. I'm not sure which one is Arch. He's not Peyton's son. He's the other brother's son, not Eli, right?
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper, the less famous, the receiver at Ole Miss for like a year.
Yeah, so he, Arch Manning, announced he was going to Texas today. Number one recruit in the country said he's going to Texas.
Yeah, it was surprising because I didn't think Texas was headed that way, but we'll see. We'll see because now we were talking about earlier, Joe, football, the changing, the conferences are combining, so something's going to happen from this. But I didn't think Texas was a desirable situation for these young guys.
Well, he'll eventually end up right where his uncles played in the SEC because Texas ends up in the SEC in about 2 years. I think 2 more years, Texas and Oklahoma then go into the SEC. A month from now will be Dolphins training camp, and the question will be, will this skilled roster, perhaps the most skilled roster the Dolphins have had in years, will it result in a playoff appearance for the first time since the 2016 season?
It goes on the offense. The defense is going to be good. I can't say top three or, 2000 Ravens, 2002 Buccaneers defense, but we know the defense is going to be good. We retained everybody. We actually added some pieces in the draft and the offseason. It has to do with what Tua can do with his offense, Joe. And I hate it. I hate that the NFL is getting to this. If you cannot get close to 30 points a game, you're not going to go deep in these playoffs or in the season. You're not going to have success. There's no more 17 to 10 games in the NFL. You got to put points on the board. McDaniel and Tua combination has to work out.
Will this offense, you and I talked about this, I think, a little bit last year in the hallways. I felt the offense looked like, I don't know how else to describe it. Pop gun offense, you know, it seemed like every pass was behind the line of scrimmage. There didn't seem to be like a real sound run scheme. Will this be a power run team because of the additions on the offensive line with a play action game with that has the ability to move the ball down the field? In other words, look like a real NFL offense.
I hope so. I think that last couple years they were protecting the O-line. You paid all the money to bring in Connor Williams. You paid all the money to bring in Armstead, who I just saw a video of on Twitter, and he is a physical beast, you know, look of him, and he's a pro bowler. So now open your entire playbook up. You spent money. You went out and got Tyreek, made him the highest paid receiver, Joe. I would anticipate, and it goes back to Tua, you bring in Chase Edmonds. You bring in Mostert. You know, redo the entire running back room. That long zone Kyle Shanahan that he got from his dad back in Denver when Terrell Davis was running the ball, that long zone to the play action game, to these deep threats in Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I tell you, Joe, it looks good on paper. It looks like a great situation. It looks like they have players built for this scheme, and we're going to see if it works out. But if Tua can make those throws and move it like he needs to, that's what it comes down to right now.
Running schemes, I think, can make a difference. What scheme did you not like playing against?
I didn't like that long zone stuff.
Well, so that's the good news for the Dolphins. Then they have a real scheme that they're putting in.
Yeah, that's that downhill gap. It's called gapper zone. So it's like, hey, everybody has their hole, and you try to get somebody to get out of their gap. Which is simple, like it's just math. Like, okay, this gap moved, two men over. They pulled the guard. Let me go replace that, you know, that gap that moved. That zone scheme. If you have seven guys in the box, Joe, if one guy messes up, that can really read that zone. Everything's out the gate. And that's what you've seen with the San Francisco 49ers run scheme. That's what Frank Gore was doing for years. Kind of they tried to bring it to Buffalo when we played them back when they had a Willis McGahee and those guys. You get one guy to mess up in a gap scheme, so another guy can jump a gap. You get a guy messed up in a zone scheme, and it can go a long way. I hated playing zone running teams.
I feel like, Channing, the NFL season is so long, and there are so many games. 17 games is a lot of games.
Yeah.
Right? It's such a long season or whatever amount when you throw in the playoffs that consistency has to be a top priority. Things can't be hit and miss. And I don't think a run game can be hit and miss. You have to be able to wear teams down. I fully understand we're in the era of throwing the football. The Dolphins, I thought, threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage too much. I just think that in the NFL as opposed to college – longer season, bigger, stronger, faster players. You've got to be able to move people off the line and connect downfield.
Oh, yeah, Joe. In that running game, you can make a defense tap out, and that's what a running game does. All the passes in the world didn't make a team physically tap out because now they're rushing the quarterback. They're doing what they want to do. When you can run at a team over and over and over again, I'm talking about you're not going to get to 40 anymore. That's the old school, old man football. But, Joe, if you can get, 25, 30 runs a game coming downhill, letting those big boys lean up on those other big boys, the pass rush slows down. The play action is more, is more consistent because of the fact that they're worried about the run and you get those over the middle, crossers and things when the linebackers bite. Running the ball you haven't seen teams run to a Super Bowl in a while. But you see every team, even the Kansas City Chiefs, who has the best quarterback in the world and had all those weapons, they went out and drafted Edwards-Helaire, from LSU in the first round. They even understand. Andy Reid, Joe, even understands. Mm-hmm. I have a great quarterback, but I got to be able to run this ball to keep teams honest and physically dominate them if our passing stuff's not working.
Jalen Phillips had 8.5 sacks last year. Do you anticipate him? I mean, he's got to get – that's a pretty good start. You would think he would be able to top that number this year, right?
Joe, if they'd used him right, he would have had 12.
How should they use him?
Early in the season, they had him dropping back and doing all kind of goofy stuff, lining up at tackle. Jalen Phillips is a defensive end. Put him at defensive end and let him defensive end, Joe.
Yeah, I thought, am I crazy? Why aren't they doing that?
I know, and that's why you get him that high, and that's what he did at Miami. I know, Joe, I've heard you call sack calls for him for years, mm-hmm. and now he's dropping back on the tight end. I like the defensive, I guess, scheme or, you know, trickery, if you want to call it that. But I played with a guy named Jason Taylor who was 06, who was the defensive player of the year. Joey Porter in 08 when he led the league in sacks. We didn't ask those guys to cover a tight end. You're about to lead the NFL in sacks. Go do sack type stuff, PZ. Go do sack stuff, JT. I get upset when guys try to get too cutesy with guys that can flat out just rush the passer.
Plus, I thought in his first year, with I think it was even a shortened training camp or whatever, just keep it simple for him. There's the quarterback. Go get him. Sick him.
Yes. Joe, there are people. You know this, Joe. There are people that play in schemes, smart guys, strong guys, fast guys. That person that has a knack for getting to the man with that ball in the pocket, why ask him to do anything else? It's a limited number of people in the world that can do that, Joe. Why ask him to do anything else? I couldn't do it. I've told the story, Joe. Like, I would ask Jason Taylor, hey, JT, what should I do to this tackle? I'll just run around him, and I'd be like, Joe, I tell him, Joe, I'm like, I can't do what you do. Like, maybe some moves or do what I rip, swim, whatever. Oh, just get off the ball and go around him. I wasn't built like Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor could do it. Why ask him to do anything else? I never wanted to see Jason Taylor covering anybody other than going to get that QB.
By the way, in regards to our Dolphin offense discussion, I probably should have mentioned they ran the ball for 92 yards and 3.5 yards per play last season.
It's not very impressive, Joe.
That's not going to work.
Very impressive.
Speaking of Jason Taylor, he's now an integral part of the University of Miami. We'll talk about that and Mario Cristobal and the additions the Hurricanes have made. They have been very active here in the summer. A month from now, I asked you this in hour number one. A month from now will be ACC Media Days. Will Miami be picked to play Clemson in the championship game? And by the way, they play Clemson in November.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll tell you this, Joe. Y'all won the offseason. With y'all coaching hires, with what's going on in UM, with the NIL stuff coming around, it seemed like y'all won the offseason. But now, Joe, y'all got to win in the regular season.
Yeah, you got to win.
That's what you got to do.
By the way, so we'll dive into that a little bit in our next hour. Joe Z in for Hawk here on Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Hawk. Let me talk about Palmetto Ford. They're the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. They've been serving South Florida for over 55 years. And I'm always telling you the same thing, but I think it's important. If you need anything truck-related, you go to Palmetto Ford. Any and every truck you need, they got it. And people ask me the same question, the same question that they ask the team at Palmetto Ford. How do you have so many trucks when every dealer says there's no inventory? It's pretty simple. My man Eric Nunez has a 10-man expert vehicle acquisition team that spends all day buying inventory across the country for all 16 of his franchises. So when they say they got it, it means they got it because they go out and get it. They even own the website theygotit.com. Other dealers buy from them in order to be able to sell to their customers. So cut out the middleman. You go to the source. You'll save thousands. If there's anything truck-related that you or your family or business needs, there's only one real truck dealership around, Palmetto Ford. So if it's a clown show you want, you go to the circus. If you need a truck, you go to Palmetto Ford. They don't have balloons and delis. They've got trucks. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.